The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. One of the ethnocentrically disappointing discoveries about human language has been that there is nothing in the way English is organized that's necessary, normal, and universal. Even something as seemingly intuitive as the way we divide experience into nouns and verbs, people and things, as opposed to actions. Imagine you spoke a language that had only verbs, a language where words like rock, mosquito, and cloud didn't evoke objects that you could draw a boundary around, but instead called to mind the type of action that keeps a rock, a mosquito, or a cloud in existence. If your language was like that, would it give a particular quality to the way you saw the world? A quality English speakers wouldn't be aware of? That is too big a question, so I tried to answer a smaller one. What might a kid's alphabet book sound like if all the nouns in English were verbs? Here's what I came up with. To ape in a thousand ways, and then some ape apes the aping ape, setting the aped ape aglow, aghast, agape. Bod, bod, body your way through life. I body you, body he, she, or it, bodies we, body you, body they. And if your body breaks a bit, body basket. You know how to courage, even in cower, no choice but alive, you courage. I will deaf your defenses and raise you to deuce and deduce. I shall doorknob to every day, trap flinty intricate, to persistently every day. Furrow with questions a field for awkward and fetter a fit. To gesture a recognize, egregious a giant, a groan to game regret. To house in a house on mouse, and to spouse and not grouse, to house, the indifferent, islanding away, to jam and jelly, to yin to yang, to kitchen, with a light dusting of repetition, to sink, to late and late and such and flight, to lessen and loosen the curtain, a listen, a learn, to climb a banter to melody, to hum a reminisce, Nis. If orbit occipito orbing orbs, I orbit, it orbits you too, older, olding, old. To parlor and petrify in hewn pretend, a carve popped from animal. To queen, yes, queen, razor pocket. A scream, if you must, every lifting, screaming finger, every slamming, spanking door, screams to name your night, screams yourself silly, strips till you aria, you flute. To tentative. To snow. The under and rumble, ken and canyon, up asunder, blunder to conundrum under. To valley with deep spruce. To valley more bright days than usual. To valley and valley and valley. To whoosh, just walk. Experience this, she said, to you and you and you. To Zeus is to thunderbolt and judge with finger, with teeth. Stood numbly and I, while Zeus'd into, also a stood and Zeus'd. Ouch. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.